Stay tuned for your 3CR podcast, featuring interviews from Bundles Fire Radio Show. 3CR is an independent community radio station in Fitzroy, Victoria, on the unceded lands of the Kulin Nation. For more information, go to www.3cr.org.au. I've got a very special guest on the line, none other than my best mate, Phantom. How you going, Phantom?
Yeah, really good, thank you, Robbie.
Thanks for calling in, Phantom. Where are you ringing from?
Still on the island.
Flinders Island?
Yep.
Oh, how's that going? What's the weather like down there, mate?
It's really mild today. It was raining overnight and a little this morning, but it's cleared up. It's almost sunny, but it's very light wind and...
So what's your take on all that, just being in the middle of winter and it's weather like that on Flinders Island, the coldest place on earth?
Yeah, well, that's right. I mean, it's not completely out of the normal realm of things, but a little close to the edge on the warmer side, you know.
It is here. I enjoy it.
You do get warmish spells up until the end of June, but nonetheless, I think we've been very lucky in the southern realms of Australia so far regarding changing climate.
Yeah.
We could be in for a shock with this El Nino.
Yeah, this kicking in, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I think it's only a matter of time before we see some, worse and worse effects.
It's only going to get worse if you're not going to do anything about it, you know.
Absolutely. Well, we continue to, pollute like blazes, consume. Yeah. The earth and
just drive it like a stone.
Destroy the life on earth.
Let the kids worry about it.
Consume the resources to, what for? It all makes life harder, doesn't it,
Yeah, it does.
So many ways. So it's madness, I reckon. But,
so you've been following our court business?
Yes, I have, Robbie, and the judge, I've only heard you talking about it last Friday and Len a bit.
Yeah.
But it reminds me a bit of that Blue King Brown song, No, No, No.
Okay, I'll try and find that now.
just typically, what's the word? No intent, no ability to address the situation.
No.
And... within...
Got to hit the brick wall, mate, before they realise they've got to be actually stopped. So you can go online. You can go online and have a look at my court case stuff.
It's up on...
On CrimeFan,
good.
CrimeFanAustralia.com.
Yeah, I've been checking it out, but I just haven't looked.
It'd be good to have your opinion. Check that transcript out, see if you can...
Excellent work you and everyone have been doing. Really, really good.
Yeah, I agree, Phantom. We've got a fantastic team.
And it's really, in many ways, it's the right time for it to happen because of everything that's going on overseas, the way the world's turning. It's just, I think people are more and more realising the imperative supporting genocide as a crime,
No more
backing
kings.
It as a crime and making sure, there's a bit of a saying I've heard that there's no justice, just us. But I reckon it takes all of us to ensure that justice occurs. And
it is. Australia's been kept pretty ignorant about the real issues, and myself included.
Oh, absolutely.
Where do you find this information? The spin they put on things, a long way from
That's where 3CR is so important, Robbie. It's about the only place you'll ever hear the truth on the subject. There's very, very, there might be a few sites online and stuff, but as far as the general media, radio, you just don't hear the actual truth. They dance around it a bit,
Yes.
Sometimes gently give it a nudge and then move away fast, but you don't hear the real story.
Oh, you're absolutely right, Fran. And there's so many different voices here on 3CR as well. And people really don't get an opportunity. Their voices, if it wasn't for places like 3CR, you would never hear them.
You would not, Robbie. We're all, you know, the vast majority of us that care, we wouldn't know, and we'd be blind, dumb, and stupid because we're just not informed. And
I just want to thank you, Fan, for your ongoing support, never-ending support.
Oh, look, it's my pleasure. I couldn't be, you know, there's nothing more important to be involved with, I reckon.
Yeah,
it's an issue for everyone. People just don't realise it. You know, I think people don't realise, see how much, like back in the 90s, the Liberal Victorian government in the day changed the constitution, which is the precedent one for the federal one, and changed it into a bill of corporate rights, essentially, with no human rights or responsibilities for the public really much in there. So, you know, people might look at how the government's doing all these shocking things, but it all comes back to the constitution, and that constitution was based on the old Confirmation and Validation Bill, I believe, which...
You're talking a 1901 constitution?
No, I'm talking 1990s.
Oh, okay, yeah.
The Kennett era.
Okay. The state corp constitution, yeah.
The state constitution. Well,
you're not even from this state no more, are you?
No, I'm not.
You're outside of the state.
I am.
Well, are you under the Tasmania?
Tasmania, yeah.
It's got a nice record too, Tassie, for human rights.
Well, you know, that's...
Our closest neighbour.
It's kind of the blueprint of genocide that the Genocide Convention was sort of built on, wasn't it?
Yeah, you're right there. You're absolutely correct on that front. And that's our closest neighbour.
Yeah, yep.
And we suffered the same fate.
And, you know, going back in the history, once they'd satisfied themselves that they'd completed the genocide here in Tassie, they sailed across the way over to Victoria.
Yeah.
And hit your people's country and Gunditjmara country and everywhere else.
Yeah, part of a strategy, fan. I'm like, you take the island close to the continent there so you can build your military base, build up your resources
power,
then attack the mainland. That's what happened to you.
Interesting. It's called Van Diemen's Land. When Van Diemen came here before the British, down in Hobart, he operated under at the time the rule of international law, which said that you had to respect the original peoples of any land, and that you had to negotiate peacefully with them to see if they were willing to rent you a bit of land and so on. He went by those protocols, and the Aboriginal people down there allocated him an area, and he stayed really strictly within that sort of confines. And anyone that broke the law of the Aboriginal, went beyond the bounds of what they were supposed to, any of his people, got severely punished. And at one stage, two or three of them ran off and did some bad stuff.
I'm going to have to hurry up, Branham.
The Aboriginal people closed them down to a couple of acres, not enough to live on, so they had to leave. But when Britain came here, they waged war against the Dutch.
Yeah, their intent was pretty clear, man, what their plan was here.
Wipe out all that sort of...
Anyway, you got 10 seconds,
3CR.
Yeah. Give us
support
a plug.
Support 3CR, it's the best station in the world.
Yeah.
Good on you, Robbie.
All right, mate, thanks, man. Stay tuned to Yilliman coming up after this.
I will do. He's great. See ya.
Yeah, deadly, mate. Thanks. Thanks for listening to a 3CR podcast. To listen to a full audio of Bunjil's Fire radio show, a historically informed critical analysis of Aboriginal affairs, and the ongoing political movement for land rights, treaty, sovereignty and the cessation of genocide, go to 3cr.org.au/Bunjil's Fire. If you want to support independent black media on 3CR, please go to www.3cr.org.au for more information and to donate online.